You can find more information about these tabs in the next animation. Let's take a closer look at the breadcrumb. As before, you can use it to navigate through the SharePoint site. In SharePoint 2010, you can also use it to select and create views. If any other tab apart from the Browse tab is enabled, you can only use the Up One Level button to return to the home page. Select the location you want to go to from the menu. You've now returned to the site's home page. In the previous screens, you could see the ribbon. We'll discuss this in the next animation.